Would you like to explore any parts of Colchester Castle, descend into the Roman vault and hear about Ludwig's attack on Colchester?
We zijn in de Colchester Castle, in Colchester in Essex. We staan aan de ingang om het museum te gaan bezoeken. En het kasteel is een museum geworden. Steven, where are we now?
Well, we are now in what we call the Well House. Now, we are at the front of the castle. We are very close to the entrance. And this is probably the most important site in Colchester Castle when the castle was inhabited. It's the water supply, the original water supply for Colchester Castle. It would have been very heavily defended because it's the most important thing in anybody's home, yeah, is your water supply. Now we take nice shiny chrome taps and copper piping for granted. But of course, water in the 11th and 12th centuries had to be got out of the ground. It was a natural occurring water supply. And you simply dig a hole in the ground and you drop a bucket to the bottom of the well and bring it back up again. You probably clean it before you drank it, but it's the most useful form of water in Colchester. It is, it's about 50 feet deep, okay, down to the bottom.
Meters, yeah.
50 feet, yeah. So we're talking about 15 metres, yeah, in total, yeah. So now we don't use it for water supply, we actually use it for coins, to collect coins to go towards the upkeep of Colchester Castle.
Yeah.
But this, as I say, is the wellhouse. And actually, you get a good idea of how thick the walls are, the Colchester Castle. Yeah. Can you see how thick those walls are? And that window is much later.
Yeah. Mm. Ik loop met Steven door Colchester Castle. In een andere uitzending hebt u hem al gehoord of gaat u hem nog horen. We gaan het kasteel ook bezoeken en wij doen een soort walk and talk samen met hem door het kasteel. Eigenlijk uit de Normandische tijd, zeg maar rond 1100. In andere uitzending hebt u gehoord dat er ook Romeinse resten zijn, uiteraard. En Keltische resten hier in de kelders. En ook daar hebben we verslag van gedaan. Je moest overal bukken, alleen moet je niet te vroeg recht staan, want dan stoot je toch wel je hoofd.